From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In Iran, more protests. Mr. Putiti. This one was an attack on a police station. Nine protesters died overnight, six at the police station and three others elsewhere. At least 20 have died in 6 days of unrest across the country, and hundreds have been arrested. Protests began on Thursday over Iran's weak economy, with some protesters chanting against the government and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Khamenei spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday, and he accused enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests, saying those enemies with cash, weapons, politics, and intelligence create trouble. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday morning that the people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime. Iran's foreign ministry, responding to a Trump tweet, said he would be better off seeing the domestic issues of his own country, like homelessness and hunger, instead of, quote, sending useless and insulting tweets regarding other countries. Pakistan has summoned the U.S. ambassador to protest President Donald Trump's tweets accusing Islamabad of sheltering terrorists who are battling U.S. forces in neighboring Afghanistan. No word on what was said in that conversation. For more on this story and others, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. On Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump was tweeting about North Korea. He says that sanctions and other unspecific pressures were beginning to have a big impact, quote unquote, on North Korea. This tweet came a day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the U.S. should be aware that his nuclear forces are now a reality, not a future threat. At least two North Korean soldiers have defected to South Korea in recent weeks. And Trump tweeted, "Soldiers are dangerously fleeing to South Korea. Rocket Man now wants to talk to South Korea for the first time." Trump derisively refers to Kim as Rocket Man. South Korea is offering to hold high-level talks with its bitter rival North Korea over the possibility of the North participating in the upcoming Winter Olympics being held in South Korea. South Korea's unification minister said Tuesday Seoul wants to meet North Korean diplomats January 9th in the demilitarized zone that separates the North and the South. Record cold covers most of the northeastern half of the United States, from Texas to the eastern Atlantic coastline and down as far south as Florida. Temperatures are 20 to 30 degrees colder than normal. Forecasters expect another Arctic blast to make it even colder for much of the Northeast by week's end. The new year brought new laws and regulations into effect across the U.S., including California, which became the sixth U.S. state Monday permitting the sale of recreational marijuana to people 21 years of age or older. More than one in five Americans now live in states where recreational marijuana is legal for purchase, even though it remains classified as an illegal narcotic under U.S. federal law. A family of five from New York was among the 12 victims of a plane crash in Costa Rica that happened on Sunday. The 10 passengers were all American who perished, along with two crew members, when the twin-engine Cessna 208B Grand Canyon crashed into a mountainous area near the popular tourist town of Punta Islita. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.